with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Church leaders and parents' rights groups throughout California are gearing up for a massive effort tomorrow aimed at derailing State Assembly Bill 495. It's being called a child trafficker's dream because it allows strangers to remove children from public schools or daycare centers without their parents' permission. Karen England, president of the Capital Resource Institute in California, says every parent in America should be concerned.
Well, on the 19th, we're having a big rally, press conference, and lobby day where we're hoping thousands of citizens come and send them out to lobby the senators to oppose this bill. This bill has been flying under the radar, and so we need to stop this bill because it goes to the Senate floor, and if it passes, it goes straight to the Governor Gavin Newsom. So we have to stop it on the 19th.
More information on AB 495 can be found on the website realimpact.us. The terrorist group responsible for the October 7th attack on Israel wants a ceasefire.
Hamas says it's accepted a new proposal from Arab mediators for a ceasefire in Gaza. That's as the Palestinian death toll passes 62,000 people. Israel still needs to approve the proposal. 22 months into the war, Israel has announced plans to reoccupy Gaza City and other heavily populated areas after ceasefire talks appeared to break down last month. Those plans have sparked international outrage and have frustrated Israelis who fear for the remaining hostages from the 2023 attack that sparked the war. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Trump says he's begun arrangements for a face-to-face meeting between Russia's Vladimir Putin and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 34 points. This is SRN News. Amnesty International goes to bat for Christians in Libya.
The human rights organization says the recent trials of 11 believers were a sham and all of the defendants should be released immediately. The Christians were accused of varying infractions, including criticizing Islam and trying to spread the gospel. Amnesty says, quote, prosecutors denied defendants the right to have a lawyer. They also denied the defendants access to police reports. Libya is number 4 on Open Doors' annual list of the world's worst persecutors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism's on the rise in Romania, where the Jewish population was devastated by the Holocaust and decades of communist rule. Alexander Florian of Elie Wiesel National Institute for the Study of the Holocaust in Romania says anti-Semitism is exploding on social media, Facebook, TikTok, and Telegram, though less visible in traditional mass media. This is SRN News. Blue states continue to pay an economic price for policies that punish the rich. Bob Agnew reports.
You tax the rich and you lose the rich.
Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEX, says it's a simple formula that's been proven time and again. Just looking at his group's own Rich States, Poor States annual survey.
Millionaires' taxes drive out the wealthy, drive out small businesses, and those states at the end of the day are left with less revenue, not more.
Case in point, California has lost another major corporation. In-N-Out Burger says it will move its headquarters out of California to tax-friendly Tennessee. Bob Agnew reporting.
Authorities say two police officers were shot and killed in Utah, and a man was taken into custody after bystanders persuaded him to drop the gun. The officers were responding to a domestic disturbance call. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.